This is the Capricorn FM podcast.
Well, Fine SA is warning us that many drivers only discover unpaid fines when they are stopped, which can actually lead to penalties, legal complications, and even warrants. This actually makes it more important than ever to stay compliant and road ready. So before you hit the road this Easter, have you checked your traffic fines? Because there's going to be a lot of roadblocks on the roads, smart cameras catching offences in real time, and many drivers are being caught off guard.
Caught off guard, Mr. Jones. And so we are talking to the CEO of Fine SA. This is so scary. Barry Berman is joining us right now on the line. Good morning. Thank you for making the time to join us. How are you doing this morning?
Good morning. I'm great. Thank you.
So, Barry, why is it so common for people not to know that they have outstanding fines? And let's talk also about the real risk of traveling with unresolved fines.
I think the biggest problem with traffic fines is the delivery by the postal service. So, you know, many motorists are just, you know, blissfully unaware that they have all these speeding fines busy, you know, racking up against their ID number, and a lot of them, you know, then escalate and become warrants. And that is the scary part when you arrive at a roadblock and, you know, you're completely unaware, and then you start having a very stressful time, you know, being at the roadblock. And that's, you know, the reason why we are, you know, bringing to motorists' attention to preempt your travels on the road and sign up on the Fines SA app or go on line and use our website where you can also sign up, and then you get instant visibility of all your fines on a national basis, and then you can check and pay your fines and also save, because the earlier you pay your fine, the more discounts you receive.
Talking about, okay, there are two things. First, I'm going to need you to give us that website where we can check, because now what you're saying about people losing fines in the mail, not getting them, that's a reality.
Yes.
And the second instance is, I'm losing my train of thought, is what you were just mentioning just now. I'll remember it. Maybe let's just start with the website.
So if you go onto any of the app stores, you can download the Fines SA app. You just search Fines SA, and they're available in all the app stores. The app is actually the easiest tool to use. We also send you notifications then when you do have a traffic fine, so that's quite useful. And it also is a very useful tool for scam prevention, because there's a lot of, you know, fake SMSs going around. So we always first recommend the app, Fines SA, search on any of your app stores, or you can go online to www.finessa.co.za. And what's amazing about the Fines SA system is that it connects all the municipalities across South Africa. So it doesn't make a difference where you travel, where you stay. You just go to one place and you'll see all your traffic fines, and then you can resolve it.
All right, Barry, let's talk about these AI-powered cameras that are now detecting offences like phone use and seatbelt violations. Is there something that is already getting implemented in the country as a whole?
Yes, I think motorists would be unpleasantly surprised to start seeing that these fines are arriving in full force and effect now. Typically what's happening is that these very smart cameras, which have been used globally, you know, for many years now, are being suspended on bridges. So no longer does a physical traffic officer have to be present, you know, and see you driving on the road, talking on the phone or without a seatbelt. But these cameras are very efficiently now taking pictures of you, and motorists have been seeing those arriving either in the mail or on our platform for the last 6 months to a year already.
Yeah. In talking about this platform, I mean, those in the city of Polokwane, where we are in Limpopo, there's been, in the past couple of weeks, you know, people have, if they're transgressing like speed on the road, automatically we've been getting those notifications to say that you've been fined 300 Rand, 700 Rand, whatnot. There's a listener who sent us a message, and she's saying that she has about 8,000 Rand's worth of fines, and she has no means of paying, and she has to travel this Easter. she has to travel this Easter. She can't pay, and she's wondering if it's something that she has left on for so long. If there's anything that can be done, you know, I don't know, maybe some payments, smaller payments, or something.
Yes, so there are a few mechanisms that we have at Find SA. The first thing is that when you actually check out to pay, you can select one of the buy now, pay later, you know, payment facilities via PayFast. There's another one called MobiCred, where you actually get credit and then you pay that off over time. What I'd also suggest is to rather pay the fines that have escalated, because once they escalate and summonses have been issued, warrants have been issued, or it's become an enforcement order, you know, then those are the nasty ones that are going to get you into trouble if you stop at a roadblock. So pay the most urgent fines first, and then as and when you can afford, pay the other ones. What's good about paying your fines early these days is that they incentivize you now, so you get up to 50% discounts off your fine. So the sooner you pay, the more you save.
Now, just a quick one, Barry, because you mentioned earlier on that they pick it up through your ID. Sometimes it happens that someone is in business, their ID, yes, like they have the car that they use, but maybe other cars in the business, they are linked to their ID. So what happens, yes, if the cars in the business have picked up traffic fines, but the car that I'm traveling in is okay, and when I get stopped at a roadblock and they run my ID number, they pick up fines, but it's for the cars in the business, not for the car that I'm using?
Yes, so listen, this is a very big problem in South Africa. And just remember, if you are the proxy or the responsible person for a company, which is the scenario that you just mentioned, then it's actually your duty when you are added to the INATIS system, which is the traffic system, mm-hmm, as the responsible person for the fleet, then you are actually accepting that you will look after all of those vehicles and you are the responsible person to settle those fines. So as the CEO or a director or a executive in a business who becomes that person to look after the fleet, it's very important for them, especially, to be checking their fines, to, you know, download the Find SA app. We actually have a whole fleet team. We look after about 100,000 fleets across South Africa. And you know, these fleet owners are managing their fines very proactively, because they don't want their CEO to be arrested at a roadblock because one of these drivers of 1,000 trucks that belong to the company was speeding and that fine wasn't paid. So that's a very good point that you mentioned, and that's something that I always like to reinforce, because everyone should know their fine status, but especially if you're a proxy or representative of a whole fleet.
So if I'm the business person, I can get arrested?
Yes, you are the responsible person. You'd find those forms on the system when they introduce that company onto the traffic system, that you would look after all the vehicles and be the responsible person. So you are the person that they will arrest. That is correct.
All right, Barry, we're going to need that website again, because we are getting messages. Some people are saying that they are even scared to check, just so you know. So that website again, is it an app or a website?
It's both. So okay, you can go search Fines SA, Fines South Africa, but the deviation is SA, on any of the app stores, of all three stores, or you can go online onto finessa.co.za, or you can just Google Fines SA. Of course, prominent. We've got about 2 million motor vehicle owners who use the platform, and we sign up about 50,000, 60,000 a month are joining. And you know, rather have peace of mind, because you know, you don't want to be stressed driving to a beautiful holiday now for Easter and then you have a drama at a roadblock. It's just not worth it.
Sure. Fines, double S, now Fines SA.
Yes. Right. Yes, correct.
All right, Barry, wish us luck. Thank you. Thank you for talking to us this morning, Barry. That's the CEO for Fines SA, Barry Berman.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.